Hello, everyone. Tonight is December the 14th, and the subject is for good. In Romans 8:28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." A man in China raised horses for a living. When one of his prized stallions ran away, his friends gathered at home to mourn his great loss. After they had expressed their concern, the man raised this question: "How do I know whether what happened is for the bad or the good?" A couple days later, the runaway horse returned with several strays following close behind him. The same friends again came to his house, this time to celebrate his good fortune. "How do I know," he said, "whether it is for the good or the bad?" That afternoon, the horse kicked the owner's son and broke his leg. Once more, the crowd assembled, now to express their sorrow over the incident. "But how do I know if this is for the bad or the good?" the father asked again. A few days later, war broke out. The man's son was exempted from military service because of his broken leg. In Romans 8, we are told that all things work together for good to them that love God. From our limited human perspective, we cannot know with certainty how to interpret life's experiences, but trusting God fully will develop in us a totally different outlook. We do not need to ask like the man whether it is for the good or for the bad, because we know that it is always for the good. What the unbeliever calls luck, the believer knows it to be God's love. God's timetable moves slowly, but it always moves surely. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. God causes many a tight place to open into the right place. Through suffering, God teaches us lessons we would not or could not learn any other way. In pain there is music. Sorry, in pain there is no music, but the making of music. Anything that happens to us, the Lord says, "This thing is from me." In 1 Kings 4:24, he says, "This thing is from me." God engineers good endings out of bad circumstances and sweetness out of bitterness. Although current events often seem to favor the evil one, yet God will have the last word. The lion that was to devour David yielded forth meat unto him. That trial that looks to devour us will yield sweetness to our soul. How do we interpret life's experiences? Always look at it from God's perspective. Is he disciplining you? Is he growing you and teaching you? Is he comforting you and rewarding you? Is he drawing you to him? Is he saving you from worse? Always know that God will turn it for good, and always know that it is coated with love. Now, was it for good or for bad? When Joseph's brothers sold him to the Midianites, it was bad, but God turned it unto good. When Joseph was attacked by Potiphar's wife and he was put in jail, it was bad, but God turned it to good. When Joseph was forgotten in jail 2 more years, it was bad, but God tempered his soul. When famine hit the land of Egypt, it was bad, but God turned it to good. When Jacob had to flee to Laban, his uncle, it was bad, but God turned it to good. When Laban deceived Jacob with Leah, it was bad, but God turned it to good. When Jonah found one seat on the ship, it was bad, but God turned it to good. When Naomi's husband died, it was bad, but God turned it to good. When the disciples were persecuted in Jerusalem and they were dispersed, it was bad, but God turned it to good and he spread the gospel. When Paul and Silas were put in jail in Philippi, it was so bad, but God turned it to good. The Philippi jailer got saved. When Jacob cheated his brother and stole the birthright, it was bad, but God turned it for the good. Jacob had to flee to Laban, his uncle. There he found his wife and gave birth to 12 sons that would later be the 12 tribes of Israel. When Laban mistreated Jacob, God turned it for the good, and Jacob was forced to leave his uncle and come back home to Bethel, where God wanted him to be. When Joseph was lost, God turned it for the good and used Joseph to become Pharaoh to save Jacob and his brothers from famine. Jacob grieved over Joseph for many, many years, but God turned the loss to gain. Every wrong, every mistake, every offense, every hurt, every loss, every delay, every sorrow, every pain, and every bitter experience, every spoiled plan, every changed plan, and every hurt that happens to us, God turns it for the good if we are in his will and if we love him. Every mess we make, God uses it for our own good. Our mistakes, if done innocently, God turns them to the good. If our mistakes are done willfully, they need to be confessed, repented of, and then God will turn them to the good. God weeds all things to turn them around for our own good. More turn to the good. Jacob regained Joseph, his beloved son. Job got a new family. Mary regained her brother Lazarus. Sarah got her baby. Isaac got his Rebekah. Israel received their land. Jesus rose from the dead, and Joseph was removed from prison and landed on Egypt's throne. Truly, God brings good from evil for those who trust him. God is involved in all the realm of our life in order to bring about his good end. The promise is not for everybody, though. It can only be claimed by those who love God and are called according to his purpose. This promise can be claimed also by those who are fitting in God's plan. God rules and overrules and causes everything to come out right for his children who love him and obey him. We must therefore not grumble when trouble comes, nor complain and blame God, but we must see our problems as opportunities to honor him as he turns them for our own good. This is my ending poem. Who can look back on life and see its intricate design, its strange and lovely tapestry of changeful hue and line, and looking thus can fail to find in scenes of dull despair how still some threads of brightness wind among the shadows there. Who can look back and fail to see when paths had grown most dark, most veiled in somber mystery, that still there shone a spark that led him on and on, once more into the light? Who can deny God makes the dawn more fair because of night? So always remember, my beloved, that our afflictions, our fear, our grief, and every sorrow we face will be blended into harmony for our own good. So please do not deplore upsets, because they may be God's messengers for a good ending. Amen.